Helping Hand here on HPR each Friday afternoon. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, event, something in the community that helps out people who are really in need. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence. This week we're learning about Shriners Hospital. We've got their new administrator, John White, who I am told holds the top executive position at their Honolulu hospital. Hello, John. Thanks for coming.
Hi, Dave. It's great to be here. Thanks.
A little bit about Shriners. Give us a little summary.
You know, last year was our 90th anniversary, 90 years here in Honolulu, and we were hospital number two. Shreveport, Louisiana was the first out of 22 hospitals across not just the United States, but there's also a hospital in Canada and one in Mexico as well.
Oh, cool.
And we are currently, at least for a little while longer, the newest of all the hospitals in the Shriners system.
Is there an interesting story as what drove you to be part of this effort?
I knew and have known about Shriners for a long time. I'm from Spokane, and I watched the Shriners Hospital be built there, right across the street from a hospital that my dad was the CEO at. He was also a hospital CEO.
So you have some background family in running hospitals sort of thing.
Yeah, so it's kind of in my family.
The mission. What is the mission?
So we treat kids, and kids for almost all intents and purposes is 18 years and under, and we're primarily an orthopedic surgical hospital. Sometimes these are congenital things kids are born with, club feet, things that may develop over their young life. Scoliosis could be a sports injury. Things that deal with kids and bones and muscles and rehabilitation is really what we're all about.
If you were to paint a picture of the kind of people who could take advantage of your service who may be out there,
who would that be? Well, the cool answer to that is anybody, any kid that needs the care that we can provide, and we'd love to take care of them. That's the only reason why we're here. Our scope of service, meaning the list of things that we do, is really revolves around orthopedic type care. But there's no question we care for kids with insurance, without insurance, with the ability to pay, kids from Hawaii, kids from the Pacific Basin in general, places like the Philippines or
Asia-Pacific.
Asia-Pacific, exactly. Uh-huh. And we have outreach teams that are in place routinely in those areas to run a clinic to find these kids, bring them back to Hawaii. With
it's nonprofit.
Nonprofit. Yep.
So where people are available to collect, then you do.
Right. So say if you had a commercial insurance product and your kid came and saw us, then we would like to if we could, to bill and collect for those services.
No, it makes sense.
So you had a soccer game, your son had a soccer game on Saturday, fell, swollen knee, not sure what's up. You go to the ER. Oftentimes, it's hard to find follow-up care. We have a fracture clinic. It's open 7:30 to 9 every day of the week. Mm. And you can come in and then see us, see our orthopedic specialist, and you don't have to wait.
To get that follow-up.
To get that follow-up care.
Again, for 18 and under.
Correct.
In terms of the expansion, how is Shriners expanding?
The biggest story is the brand new hospital. We went online in August of 2010. So that's the first tool in our toolkit. A couple of new things, the fracture clinic I mentioned. We also have a neurodevelopmental clinic treating kids that have conditions related to autism or ADHD or more psychological things than orthopedics. So, yeah.
Are there ways that folks listening could volunteer, contribute, help out, whether it's providing time and labor, maybe it's cash, maybe there are specific skills that you need?
Shriners as an organization only exists because of the generosity of people. That does mean cash, Dave. It means that helps us to fund the work that we do. It's volunteer time.
So if there are people listening and they don't have cash, there are ways they could volunteer.
Yes, absolutely. And there are things that are in kind as well. Part of the hospital actually is a family living quarters because some of the families that we bring from the Pacific Rim have no way to live here in Hawaii while their child is here, sometimes for a number of months. And so there's actually, it's like an apartment complex that's part of the hospital. And oftentimes, you know, we need things like laundry detergent or
supplies.
Things,
to help
supplies,
them while they're
right.
here.
Exactly.
That's sort of like what the Ronald McDonald House does.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, some of our kids and families, they do stay at Ronald McDonald House as well.
Okay.
We have
so the same kind of
a couple of kids there at any one given time.
941-4466.
That's right. That's our main number, and anybody you talk to there can get you the right spot.
And then online, ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org and at HawaiiPublicRadio.org, our website. I always put all the contact information and obviously the audio archive of the interview. Is there anything else?
Two things. I mean, first of all, thank you to the radio station, to everybody that supported the mission of Shriners for so long. And then the second thing would be just to say, Shriners has expanded their mission a little bit. So if you haven't looked for a while, come back and take a look or come visit. We'd love to give you a tour and just learn what it's about. And that's part of what we're here is to make sure that people are aware so that if they need help, they can get it.
It's Shriners Hospital's new administrator, John White. John, thank you so much for all the stuff that you do to help out people in need.
Dave. Thank you. I enjoyed it.